I wasn't even sure we were going to have enough healthy guys to scrimmage. So I was happy just that we got through the last 2 days. We got a couple guys back. You know, I mean, Robert hadn't practiced in over a day. Jelly hadn't practiced, and Weezy was bothering him. So I was encouraged. We got a chance to actually work on a couple things. We hadn't even put in some stuff this morning. Considering there's people in the gym and all that, I thought I liked their effort. I thought it was good. We got tired, obviously, in the second quarter. I was really happy. And it's also great to, you know, still, you say whatever you want. Saturday, football weekend, and it's great for these people to come out. I thought that was really nice.
The guards, Luke and Delonte, seem to offset themselves a little bit.
I thought all the guards played decent. Again, the point guards are doing a really good job pushing stuff. So, I mean, I thought, you know, in terms of getting the ball up and down the floor, but I thought a lot of guys at different times showed some things, which is, you know, was good. I really was looking more team-wise, but, I mean, I thought the conditioning was okay. It wasn't great, but it was okay. We don't have a lot of stuff in fairness to the players. I mean, we don't have too many things in. So, I mean, I was afraid it would look even more raggy than it did. So, I mean, it's going to be, you'll see it Tuesday night. It's going to look really raggy when we get out there. But honestly, for however many days it's been, I was very pleased.
Happy that the fans were able to get the chance to see what Durant can do and kind of what all the...
Yeah, I just think for them to see the new guys. I mean, I think I'd be surprised. I mean, you could tell just listening to people, the people that like Luke or the people that like Weezy or the people that like Robert. But I think for a lot of them, they didn't get a chance to see Kurt and Wally. But, I mean, clearly, to see Kevin, to see Jeff, and to see Delonte, because, I mean, yeah, they know who they are, but I think that was, you know, I think that was really good. I thought all three of them, I think anybody at times did something good. So I think it was, for them to see the new guys was nice.
Okay, this is the pace we can expect all year?
Yeah, we're going to try and play at the pace. I mean, I think that we're going to try and walk the line. It's not an easy line to play at this pace offensively and to be a good defensive team. So, I mean, that's not an easy combination, but I think, and nor is it easy to play man and play zone, but I think we want to try and do that. We definitely want to play at a quick pace, and we definitely want to be a good defensive team. And the good news is we have, I think, a number of guys of similar ability. So I think we have a team that will lend itself to subbing and playing a decent rotation. I mean, we're not going to play 14 guys, but nor are we going to play a tight eight. So I think that'll be good. I think that'll keep a lot of guys in the mix. And I think, frankly, a lot of the calls are going to be tough calls. So, you know, it'll be good. Guys will know whether they're starting or whether they're coming off the bench. They'll get a chance to play.
I'd
be surprised if we even think or talk about those terms till 25th or, you know, I mean, certainly, you know, pretty deep in, 5-6 games in.
What about just
we haven't even talked about it. We'll play some healthy guys, and it'll probably take care of itself, to be honest with you, because there'll probably be 3 or 4 guys that will just say, you know, they're not 100%, we'll keep them out. If everybody is healthy, we'll pick 10 or 11, and that's who will play. And it'll be a different 10 or 11 against Cleveland, and, you know. So, we'll for at least the first 5 games, it'll be just looking at different combinations and trying to give everybody close to equal playing time.
Did you play Robert Tuesday, or did you make a decision?
No, I haven't even thought about it. The fact that he played tonight was encouraging.
Okay.
It'll start with Kurt and Wally. If Kurt and Wally can't practice Monday, we're taking tomorrow off. If they can't practice Monday, we certainly won't play them, so that'll knock 2 guys out right away. Jelly, I don't know how he came out of tonight. He could be another. The decisions could be made for us real easy. We may have 4 or 5 guys, Michael, just say, you know, this were a playoff game they could play. We don't need to play them, you know, the first exhibition game of the year. So I think that's probably what it'll be.
PJ, I may have missed. Can you talk about the atmosphere here tonight?
I thought it was great. I started by saying I think, first of all, the people at Seattle Pacific did a great job just hosting. But, you know, you can say whatever you want. Yeah, it's the first time people got a chance to see us play. And it's not Key Arena, so there's not whatever we have, 18 or 19,000 seats. But it's a Saturday and football weekend, and people got a lot of things to do. And you know, I think for our season's ticket holders that came here tonight, just our fans in general, I think that was great. I think the players really appreciated that.
What's your goal of an open practice like this, the coaching staff?
what we happened tonight would have been my goal, and it's not easy to do. I think it's hard for the players to be listening, and we're trying to, like, teach a couple things. We're trying to do some drills, and they're doing it in front of people. They don't want to embarrass themselves. So, I mean, it's just totally unnatural to what they've been doing. I thought the first hour of practice, we got some things done. We worked on some things we wanted to work at. We even had a couple new things in, and they did a good job. And I thought then they got a chance to play in front of some people, play a bit, little bit with refs. I mean, today was a home run. It's fun. I've been involved in a lot of these that we're just happy no one got hurt, and it looked lousy. The fans were kind of like, what's going on? This was all right. I mean, I thought our guys played well, and I thought we got stuff accomplished in the first hour. I was very happy.
And so is that a normal part piece of practice then that happens behind closed doors, the stretching, then the drills and all that?
Everything we did tonight was totally normal. I mean, this would, the only difference was there were people sitting here. This would have been close to what we had done. This would have been close to the exact same practice we'd have had at Furtado tonight, truly. But it's just they did it with people in the stands, which they can't hear. Sometimes they don't want to hear us, but I mean, it's very unnatural. They did a nice job.
You find the guys are adapting to your system and your style well after a week?
Our guys, I don't know that they're adapting to our system, Gab, but I'll tell you what they're doing is the cooperation has been unbelievable. The way they've listened, the way they've accepted, and the way they've just, anything we've asked them to do, they're more than meeting us halfway. I mean, I've seen no resistance whatsoever. I've seen nothing but good effort. The only negative so far has been a couple of injuries. I mean, our honest feeling, when the coaches get together every night or after every practice and sit down, these guys have been great. I'm not blowing smoke out. I'm telling you, there's 29 other places that could not say that. Now, maybe, you know, I'm saying maybe a lot of them could, but I'm telling you, there's some guys that are just already going, you know, man, these guys have been great. And that's really, that speaks for them, you know, not for us. They've been fantastic. Their cooperation and their effort has been excellent.
Thinking back to the first week you spent in Portland and Golden State, are you the same coach, same as you were?
No, I mean, I think I'm the same person. I think I'm a different coach because particularly the first week in Portland, it was actually in Colorado Springs. I mean, that was my first NBA practices. Yeah. Now, I had Dick Carter, I had Rick Carlisle, I had Johnny Davis. I had three head coaches in the league as my assistants. So, I mean, the guys who turned out to be head coaches. So one week I was out there on a limb by myself, and I had a team. A guy like Buck and Clyde, Jerome Percy, and Terry Porter. So that was about as different a situation as you could have. It was great. So having been through a lot of opening days and a lot of NBA practices, my comfort level with what we're putting in and with the players is totally different. But I still think that I think if we had a tape of that, I still think you'd probably see a lot of the same mannerisms and a lot of the same running drills the same way and everything like that. But the comfort factor is just night and day from what it was in Colorado Springs, whatever that was, 14 years ago. But I do think I do think I'm the same person. I just hopefully know a little bit more about the NBA now than I did then.
You said it would be natural for you to be a better coach than you were.
Well, I think I should be. I don't think it'd be natural. I should be. I mean, you guys, ladies, should be better right. You know, 13 years from now, if you're still doing this, you would probably say, I should be a better writer than I was, you know, back in 2007.
Yeah.
I mean, you're doing it every day. You're writing. Yeah. You're learning. I'm sure you're being critical of yourself. I'm sure you're getting some feedback from other people. So 13 years from now, if you're still doing the same thing, you'll be better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I should be a hell of a lot better coach than I was 13 years ago.
All right, a couple more. PJ, let's say it.